morning and welcome to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be on the show today. Our very first guest, Margaret Ann West from Fiesta Pensacola. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
So you have a little event coming up this weekend.
Just a tiny one. Yes, the Pensacola Seafood Festival sponsored by the Pensacola Ice Flyers this year. We are getting ready. Setup has started. Started at 7:15 this morning.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking a little bit off air about the weather.
Yes, the weather. We have set up a festival in the rain before, so we can do it again. The weather looks fantastic for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We might get a little wet for a setup tomorrow, but the festival is a go. We are excited to have all of our vendors coming in, setting up a little later if they need to, but we're going to be good to go.
That is awesome. So talk to me about the vendors. It's all about the seafood. So
it is. We are going to have over 50 food vendors joining us this weekend, between local restaurants, festival favorites, food trucks, most of them actually being local. We're going to be joined by our Gulf to Table area, which if you've been to part of the Seafood Festival before, it is in Fountain Park. We'll have Cafe Nola, Restaurant Nola, Carrabba's, Crabs, Flounders, Fisherman's Corner, The Fish House, Shaggy's, Camellia Grab and Go, Sons and Daughters of Italy, and that's just in our Gulf to Table area. Mm-hmm. Then we have our Alkanese Alley on Alkanese Street, which is other local restaurants such as Water Pig, Slick Lips, Miller's Ale House, Whiskey Joe's, Rock and Roll Sushi, Fin and Fork, as well as food trucks like Cousins Made Lobster, Lone Star Kitchens, Who Cut the Cheese, Grilled Cheese Food Truck, Flashy Funnel Cakes, Memphis Barbecue. So there's something for everybody. Even if seafood isn't your thing, we have some fair foods like the chicken fingers, the cheeseburgers, the funnel cakes. We have the cotton candy, the barbecue. So even if seafood's not your thing, please come out. We have plenty of food for you to choose from.
Mm-hmm. And talk to me a little bit about ticketing.
Ticketing, you don't need one. It's free.
Okay, nice.
It is a complimentary event. Come on in. The event itself is free. The entertainment is free. We have free live cooking demonstrations brought to you by Pensacola Energy. That's all free. So the only time you're going to need your wallet is to enjoy the delicious seafood or to purchase an art, craft, jewelry piece, gift for a friend from our over 150 arts and crafts vendors.
So if people are planning out their weekend, what are the hours of the festival each of the days?
So Friday, we are open 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you can spend the entire weekend with us.
And do people typically do that, come back for more?
We do. We are fortunate that people, since our festival spans three parks, we have 150 craft vendors, 50 food vendors, and lots of people want to try lots of things. So a lot of people mm-hmm. will join us Friday for lunch during work time, come back for dinner, have a date night on Saturday night when we have the Molly Ringwalds. Our children's area is open on Saturday and Sunday, so families will come out. We love when people join us for multiple days with their families or if they just want a date night. There is something for everybody all throughout the day. Kids area things. We have our live entertainment all day long. It's a great place to be this weekend.
Yeah. So you're going to have arts and crafts and gifts and commercial vendors. Tell me about that.
Yes. We have over 150 arts and crafts vendors that will be joining us, taking up about 160 spaces because some need multiple tents for all of their offerings.
Mm.
We have jewelry, pottery, ceramics, clothing, accessories, photography, art, soaps, candles, metal, glass, gourmet, outdoor, wood pieces, something for everybody. You can shop early for Christmas, shop early for birthdays, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Get something for yourself. I know I always have to stop at the dip guy. Willow Farms always hooks me up with some delicious dips. We have beautiful local jewelers who are doing permanent jewelry as well as Pensacola-themed jewelry and art. So there is so much to choose from. You probably won't be able to get through all of them in one day, so we would love for you to join us for multiple days to check them all out.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of variety, and like you said, good for the holidays.
Yes.
We're in that season.
Yes, got to shop early. Your credit card will thank you.
Absolutely. So I'm looking at the website, and I see a chef demo schedule.
Yes. We are proud to partner again with Pensacola Energy. They bring live cooking demonstrations to Fountain Park, which is the middle park of the festival, all weekend long. On Friday, we'll be joined by The District. Saturday, we have Stoic Culinary Sealy Sauce Co. with Grayson Bay Oyster Company, Elevated Entree, and Four Winds Fine Foods Market. And then Sunday, we have Cafe Singlefin, Joe's Carib, and Whiskey Joe's. And each of them are doing two dishes. And throughout those culinary demonstrations that you also get a chance to actually try these dishes. They draw a ticket out of a hat and you get to try it. And then all of these dishes, they will have a QR code available and you can get the cookbook for all of these dishes right to your phone, thanks to Pensacola Energy.
Yeah, and what are the hours for the chef demo?
So you can check out all of the hours on our website, PensacolaSeafoodFestival.com. But Friday is at 5. Saturday, we have one at noon, 1:30, 3, and 4:30. And then on Sunday, we have them at noon, 1:30, and 3.
So what is the setup like for the chefs that are out there? Do they bring grills out? And they're...
Yes, so we have a two-tent setup for the chefs, but they're depending on what they're cooking, some of them need grills, some of them need stoves. Some of them, I believe there's a raw dish in here, so some of them don't need anything, but we have the tent ready for them. We have a whole kitchen set up, what we can put in a park, obviously, mm-hmm. but we have a whole kitchen set up for them so you can watch the demonstrations, and then if you're lucky enough, you get to try them as well.
Yeah, that'd be really cool to see some of the top chefs in Pensacola.
Yes, we're
doing their craft.
Very excited to have. We have Josh Warner, Daniel Watts, Keith Pardue, Brandon Smith, Joe Erickson, Joe Perez, Cara Mardell. We're joined by some of Pensacola's favorite chefs.
That's awesome.
Yes, we're honored that they are spending their weekend with us.
Absolutely. So it's a big family event. You mentioned the kids area. Talk to me a little bit more about the activities that families can expect.
Yes, our kids area is sponsored by Florida Blue this year. So we have Florida Blue will be there with a tent with some fun games and crafts. We'll also be joined by the Girl Scouts as well. They're going to have some fun games and crafts for us. And then Fiesta, we provide coloring sheets. We have sand art. We have, I think, 6 different crafts to choose from, as well as face painting. And then we usually are junior forces, which is our high school volunteers, will do some hula hoop contests, Simon Says, some games throughout the day. And that is open on Saturday and Sunday only. And so Saturday it is going to be open from 10 to 5 and Sunday it will be open 11 to 5.
Margaret Ann West is our guest from Fiesta Pensacola talking about the upcoming Seafood Fest. If you have any questions or comments, 850-437-1620, and we'll make sure we ask those questions for you. So it's happening at Bartram Park,
Fountain Park, and Seville Square. We have
for the children's area.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, yeah. The children's area is just in Bartram Park, which is the same park that the live entertainment is in as well.
Mm-hmm. And I see there's going to be face painting for the kids as well.
Yes, face painting for the kids. We do have. There is a small fee for some of the crafts. Not all of the crafts have fees. It just depends. We sell tickets, individual tickets, for $1 each, and some crafts are a couple tickets, and then some crafts are free. It just depends on what you want to do.
Okay. Real quick. Pets? Is this a pet-friendly event?
Unfortunately not, due to city ordinances with it being a food festival, but service animals are always welcome.
Okay, nice. And if people are bringing money along, should they bring cash? Are vendors going to be taking credit cards? Is there going to be ATMs?
A little bit of everything. So we will have ATMs on site. Most of the vendors that are joining us with their arts and crafts vendors accept cards, things like that. But some, you might want to bring cash just in case. I know if you have cash, some of the lines at the beverage booths might be shorter for you. We do have cash and card lines at our beverage booths, but we also have ATMs on site. So bring whatever you want. We'll take it.
Okay. So beverages, talk to me about that.
Yes, we have. We are sponsored by Coca-Cola and Lewis Beer Company Budweiser. So we will have some refreshing Budweiser products as well as Coca-Cola products. This year, we are excited to introduce the Coastal Crush Souvenir Bucket. It is an adult beverage featuring Tito's Vodka, Blue Cher Bay Coconut Rum, as well as a Sprite Topper and Swedish Fish served in a 32-ounce souvenir bucket. We posted that on our Instagram and Facebook at Fiesta Pensacola if you want to check it out. That'll be served at our cocktails booth as well as our sports bar. At our cocktails booth, we also do pre-mixed cocktails. Fiesta's famous for our summer beer that we serve at all of our events and festivals, as well as we'll have Bloody Marys, Madras, and mimosas. So something for everybody. We also, like I said, are sponsored by Coca-Cola, so we'll have Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, Powerade, things like that for the kids too. So, and we can make you a mocktail we can turn anything into a mocktail as well.
Oh, nice. So is there going to be like a beer tent where people have either like a wristband or?
So we have multiple beverage booths in Seville Square. We have 2 beverage booths where you can purchase. That's where you can purchase beer, wine, soda, water. We have our cocktails booth in Seville Square, which is where you can purchase pre-mixed cocktails. Our beer garden, which is going to be by our golf to table area. That's going to be all of the specialty beers, wine, soda, water. And then sports bar is going to be our full bar available with pre-mixed cocktails as well as whatever cocktails that you would like.
Okay, we'll be back with more pep talk right after this.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at TrekStoreGulfCoast.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We had a good conversation with Bruce Woody of ECUA about their efforts to comply with an EPA-DEP mandate to inspect and identify all of the pipes for possible lead-related issues by October 16th, and they say they're on track to have this done. Also talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves about the anti-camping ordinance and how it would impact people, particularly who sleep in their cars overnight. Talked quite a bit about the UN speech by President Biden. You can catch all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be on the show today. I'm your host, PJ, and in the studio with me is Margaret Ann West from Fiesta Pensacola talking about Seafood Fest. Entertainment.
Entertainment. We have a lot of it. In Bartram Park this year, we have a full lineup Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of our entertainment. Our three main headliners Friday night are going to be the Original Wailers featuring Al Anderson. Saturday night, we're excited to bring back the Molly Ringwalds, a festival favorite. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday afternoon, we are going to have Drivin' and Cryin'. So we're going to have a great headliner lineup. But in addition to that, on Friday, kicking us off at 5 p.m., we have Meredith Hicks Band. And at 7, the New Cahoots. And then the Original Wailers at 9. Saturday, we will have Garrett Howell at 3, 5 Mile Brass Band at 5, Yeah Probably at 7, and the Molly Ringwalds at 9:30. And then Sunday, we will have Brooks Hubert at 12:30 and Drivin' and Cryin' closing us out at 3.
As a Bob Marley fan, that is so awesome that the Wailers are coming through.
Right, we're so excited. They were going to be able to join us this year. We have heard nothing but fantastic things about them. We're getting some DMs on our Facebooks and Instagram about how excited people are. So we're excited to have them join us for the first time.
Yeah, it's Pensacola. It's the beach.
It's going to be perfect. Perfect setting. I don't know if y'all have been to Bartram Park and where our entertainment stage is, but the water's behind them. It's a perfect view. Perfect way to spend your Friday night.
That is awesome. I'm really looking forward to that and probably going to bring their family out to that
Please
as
do.
Well. So volunteers, I know that there's you're just a few days away, but probably volunteers still needed.
Yes, we are always accepting new volunteers. We couldn't do it without our volunteers. Our committee this year is close to 100 people. In addition to those 100 people, we have a little over over 200 volunteers working with us this weekend, various shifts, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, setup, breakdown, everything in between. But we are always looking for new volunteers. If anybody is interested, you can check out our website, fiestapensacola.org. All of our Fiesta Forces volunteers have to be over the age of 21, but we do have a Junior Forces, which is for high school aged students that need want to be part of their community a little more, need service hours, anything like that. Fiesta Pensacola has events throughout the year, the Seafood Festival this weekend, plus the Crawfish Festival, the Fiesta Celebration, the Children's Treasure Hunt. And we also partner with some community organizations throughout the year, like UWF Historic Trust, Tall Ships, Elcano, Reese Across America, Juneteenth, the Greek Fest. So we don't just do Fiesta events. If you want to volunteer with us, we also do other community events all throughout the year.
So what kind of activities would volunteers be assisting with?
At a festival, they would be assisting in our beverage booths if you want to serve beverages.
Do they have to have a bartender's license for that?
They do not. We actually have a beverage liability training that we give you ahead of time, and that's basically just telling you, obviously, check IDs, things like that. Or you can just work the front of the bar where you're just taking the orders and then passing it to the person behind you to actually get the beverage. If you don't want to be around the beverages, we also always need volunteers in our children's area, in our sales booth, helping with the arts and crafts vendors. There is something for everybody to be a part of it. That's at our festivals. And then at our other events throughout the year, you might be working a check-in table. You might be helping set up, break down, kind of selling tickets, things like that. So think of anything you could think about you would do at a volunteer shift. Fiesta probably does it at some time during the year.
Mm-hmm. How about cleanup? Is there cleanup activities?
Yes, always cleanup, always cleanup, always set up. We are always looking for volunteers to help with cleanup because I don't know if y'all know, setting up a 3-day festival that has over 80,000 people, it can get dirty down there, but we want to leave our city clean. So we do do our best. We work with Spotless Logistics, who does a fantastic job helping us clean up, and then our committee. It's because we want to leave it better than we found it.
Absolutely. Yes. And then do they sign up for like a shift, or are they expected to be there all day?
Nope. You can sign up for a shift. You can be there all day. We have volunteers that join us 11 a.m. and stay till 11 p.m. Or you can just do one shift, which is usually about 2 hours long, and that's it. Mm-hmm. But if you want to check those shifts out, go to our website, fiestapensacola.org. There's a volunteer tab. You'll insert your information. We'll get your email, and we can send it your way.
Perfect. Parking.
Parking.
So this is downtown. Parking's always a premium.
It is downtown. Unfortunately, we don't have any festival-specific lots. A lot of the lots downtown, as many of you know, are pay-to-park lots. Those don't have anything to do with the festival. That's all either through the city of Pensacola or private lots that are personally business-owned. A lot of the businesses surrounding the festival do sell spots in their lot every year, so there is plenty of parking downtown. You might just have to pay a small fee.
Okay, sounds good. And then merchandise. I know that there's merchandise people can purchase each year, and it sounds like there's even merchandise from last year.
Yes, merchandise this year. We our poster contest winner, Maddie Rubin. She's local to Pensacola currently. She works at a local architecture firm, Stoa, which we are proud to partner with as well. She has made some beautiful artwork. If you haven't seen it, please check it out on our Facebook and Instagram at Fiesta Pensacola. It's a beautifully done digital, hand-drawn as well as digital. It's not anything like we've done before, and it's absolutely stunning. So please check it out. We are going to be selling t-shirts with that artwork on it. This year we're going to have a performance long sleeve shirt, which we've never had before. It just works perfectly with the art. We're going to have a rope hat. We're going to have visors. We're going to have stickers, posters. We're going to have koozies. We're going to have plush fish for the kids. That is going to be at our sales and merchandise tent, which can be found at the center of Seville Square, right next to the festival information tent. And then Maddie will actually be on site selling her other artwork as well. If you are interested, she'll be just right across from the sales tent.
I was actually going to say we can move on to Maddie next because I don't want to overlook that.
Yes.
So there's a poster artwork contest, I guess, that she won.
Yes, we have hold a contest every year. We usually open that in June, early July every year, and it is open to anybody and everybody, anybody of all ages, anybody of all art skill. This is the first time we've ever done digital, so we're very excited to have that this year, half digital, half hand-drawn, of course. And then you can do watercolor, you can do pastels, you can do all sorts of art forms.
Perfect.
Yes.
Pep Talk will be right back after this.
0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499 with a choice to finance through Volkswagen Credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas. Or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months are the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Beatmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI and a standalone offer not to be combined with customer cash discount. Sell price before tax, tax title, and income fees. See dealer for details.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be on the show today. Margaret Ann West from Fiesta Pensacola in the studio with me talking about Seafood Festival. And Pensacola Ice Flyers, a big part of this.
Yes, we are honored that the Pensacola Ice Flyers are sponsoring this event for the first time this year. They're going to be, the Ice Flyers is going to have a tent set up in Bartram Park. They're going to have some fun games, some fun giveaways. So definitely check them out. We are so excited to have them as a part of the festival this year and hopefully many more years to come.
Absolutely. Any other sponsors you want to give a shout out to?
Yes, we would love to shout out our partners, Lewis Bear Company, Bud Light, Coca-Cola, Reef Holdings, Fairfield by Marriott, Pensacola Energy, Pin Air, Florida Blue, Cat Country News Radio, WAR, Tito's, Blue Chair Bay Rum, CPC, Truist, Cox, Kent's, P&J, UWF Historic Trust, and Visit Pensacola.
It's great to see the community really embracing this festival.
Yes, we are so thankful to have so many amazing partners, not only with this festival, but throughout the year. The first few that I read, there are some of our premium sponsors that support us all year long. We're always looking for new sponsors if you want to get involved with our events or with what Fiesta does in general.
For people just tuning in, let's go over the details one more time. So it's this weekend.
Yes, this weekend, 47th Annual Fiesta Pensacola Seafood Festival, sponsored by the Pensacola Ice Flyers. It is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday from 11 to 11, Saturday from 10 to 11, Sunday from 11 to 5 in downtown Pensacola, Seville Square, Fountain Park, and Bartram Park.
And there's going to be lots of great stuff there, arts and crafts, gifts of holiday seasons coming up. Make sure you're out there shopping.
We also have some great
golf-to-table vendors as well.
Yes, local restaurants. We have over 30 local restaurants joining us throughout the park, as well as live entertainment, those arts and crafts vendors that you mentioned, children's area, something for everybody, so please don't miss out. The weather's going to be perfect.
And 170 artists.
Yes, 170 artists, plus our, as we were talking about, our poster contest winner, Maddie Rubin. She will be there as well.
Perfect. What's the website one more time?
Website, you can go to PensacolaSeafoodFestival.com or FiestaPensacola.org. And on Facebook, we're at Fiesta Pensacola as well as Instagram.